We're live at the Tour Championship. Let's get you a leaderboard update brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your local trusted fiduciary advisor, and Bobby Jones Golf Course. Golf open to everyone. And by Twin Peaks, eat, drink, and scenic views, guys. All right, Mike, what's it look like right now? Round two, day two.
Hey, man, we were talking about Cameron Young earlier yesterday. We got off to a really slow start. Well, he didn't do anything. He was even par round one, 8 under today. How about that? For a piece of the lead, Minwoo Lee from Australia through three is even par. Both guys tied at 8 under, so Cameron Young got it into character and got it in gear. The player's a champion winner. Jacob Bridgman, who's got him on your bingo card, he went 5 under. He's got three more holes to play. He's going to pass by us here at 17 in just a second. We're in the Mick Ultra party tent and just off the 17th fairway. Sam Burns, a lot of LSU fans going for him. He's at 3 under today, 7 under. Chris Goddard. He is even par. He's hanging at 6 under. Colin Morikawa through 4 is at 6 under. Adam Scott at 6 under. What about the guys that were hot yesterday? Well, we got Victor Hovland 1 over today. He's at 5 under. Ryan Fox, he's at 5 under. So still the British Open champion in the mix. What about Scottie Scheffler? Well, he is through 5 holes, and he is 2 over par.
What?
I'm just telling you, he is 3 under.
So what's going on out here?
I'm just telling you, Scotty has struggled on the front nine. Wyndham Clark, by the way, 1 under at 4 under. But just hang in there because Scotty Scheffler is struggling a little bit in the front nine.
Yesterday,
he got hot on the back nine yesterday.
He shot a 65, and there was nothing special. Like, it was almost boring. He's just that good where you look up and go, he shot a 65, and he was 5 under. And coming into the day, that's, what, 3 strokes off the lead. But to
and Rory McIlroy 1 over today. You and I were watching Rory together for a minute. He's not exactly been lighting it up either.
I followed him. I started following him on 2 and got to 3. He hits the green, and you'll see this on the highlights. And he hit a great spot. But the way the greens are undulated, it rolls off. He gets up there, and we're watching him, and he's kind of shaking his head like, it should have been on.
Right.
So he gets the chipper out, and you go, it's Rory. Chipping uphill, slope.
Right.
Hits it short. It rolls back down the hill.
The dreaded womp womp.
So then he's like, okay, I'll hit it a little bit harder with the chipper. Hits it in the same spot. It rolls back down the hill. So you're like, uh-oh. He tells the caddy, give me a putter. And he puts it up within like a foot of the hole, knocks it in, but it was a double. But then, you know, the rest of the way, he's been great. I will say this about Rory. This is what I don't think people get from television. You hear the announcers talking about it. He just murders the ball off the tee. He's 30, 40 yards in front of today. I think he was playing with Smalley. But he's playing 20, 30 yards in front of everybody else. And it's just ridiculous to see how well he hits the ball off the tee. But right now, Mike, he's got a long way to go if he's going to be in contention. And then the Scotty thing is interesting because last week, guys, he had hand, foot, and mouth. They just had their second kid, I think maybe 6, 8 months ago, something of that nature. So he had issues with his throat, his hands. Right. He's better this week. So I'm a little bit surprised that he comes back out today after playing so well yesterday, and he's 2 over.
Right. So see where he goes. Tommy Fleetwood, by the way, 1 over today. He's at 3 under. Rory, we just talked about. He is at 1 under right now, 1 over for the round. And, again, just 30 guys. Only 30 names because it's the top 30 golfers in the money. But right now, Cameron Young, Minwoo Lee, and Jacob Bridgman, who's playing with Rory, saw him make a big putt. By the way, can that guy take any longer to hit the ball?
Oh, that's who's playing with Rory. That's right, Bridgman.
I mean, everyone's got their hands up, so you can't talk. And I whispered to the guy sitting there, I said, go, let's go while we're young. But he made the putt for the birdie.
And by the way, Cameron Young played by himself today because his playing partner, it's Twosome's out here. It was supposed to be J.J. Spahn. Spahn yesterday withdrew. So Cameron Young's flying through today, Mike, playing by himself. It was almost like he had the course to himself, just him and his caddy.
Right.
And I also think it benefited him because – he didn't have a big gap, like folks following him, but literally, like you were like, why is he playing by himself? And I totally forgot until about hole 5 or whatever it was where he was like, J.J. Spahn's supposed to be playing with him. So maybe that helped him, but I don't think he'll be by himself tomorrow.
Right on, man. So live, guys, here at Eastlake, one of the great weekends in Atlanta sports. Great crowd. More folks on Friday, more folks on Saturday, of course, Sunday. And still tickets, some are available at through the website, through the Tour Championship, through Ticketmaster. But we're in the Mick Ultra tent, the Mick Ultra Club, which is a blast. And a big crowd today, man. All the beautiful people, Carl, are here today. Getting it in.
Always, man. 447-260-929. Falcons and Dolphins in their final preseason game. Starters will play. No Michael Penix tonight. We'll break down a little bit more coming up as we get done today at 5. Pre-game starts
at 5. That's a bunch of bull.
5 o'clock.
I've got more to say.
You can. Monday. 5
or just talk to yourself in the car on the way home.
It's true. So we'll get into that. If you're just joining us, it was glorious, as Mike likes to say, to see the break, sweep the Dodgers. 1-0 last night.
Ohtani 0-for-4.
Dude.
By the way, he
was so good.
And what's our favorite line from Predator? Schwarzenegger goes, "If it bleeds, we can kill it." You know, the Dodgers have had this mystique about them. And again, the Braves have had 2 down years, just barely making the playoffs 2 years ago. Last year, the injuries, just too much. And even though, as we say, the Dodgers are everything that's wrong with baseball, you still got to go out there and do it.
Yep.
And they've still got a lot of guys that aren't hitting like they should be in that lineup. They've got a guy making a lot of money who's not doing very well, and he's kind of become a head case. We'll talk more about that later in Guy Talk. But Baldwin with the home run, that's all the Braves needed. And then Chris Sale, you know, when we were kids, guys would lose complete games. It wasn't always about because you're up, but because of the arms and the way that innings get eaten and the pitch counts, et cetera, we just don't see complete games like this. But this was a Maddux, Glavine, Smoltz-like effort last night from a guy who's going to Cooperstown and Chris Sale.
No doubt. And I think, Dede, we were talking about it in the break. The Sun's reaction, if you've not seen it, where he sees his dad come back out for the 9th inning. And it was, by the way, the crowd erupted because, to Mike's point, we don't see it. So even at home, I'm like, hell yeah, let's go. I want to see this. And his son just is going nuts to see his dad go back out there. I thought that was the most precious moment of the game because his son is so in tune to what's happening. He's like, dad's got 100 pitches. He may not be back out there. And then he comes out of the dugout, and you're like, yeah. But it was great, man. Drake Baldwin 1-for-4 with that solo shot. That's all we needed. But, Mike, these are the kind of performances we've talked about, just real quick, where you're in a playoff game, and I've said this, and I've covered these guys. Just give them the ball. I got this. I'm going to hold these guys down. All I need is a run tonight. Give me a run, and we'll be good. That's the kind of performances we're talking about in the playoffs. They're far few in between because everybody uses their bullpen so differently now. Where, you know, give me 5, and we'll get through with the bullpen. But think about that, too. Last night, the bullpen got a rest.
4-for-27 at the plate with the Braves, as you said it. Chris Sale doing God's work, keeping the bullpen fresh. But the team, you feel the bats is just a byproduct of how good the Dodger pitching is.
Because
the road trip was so abysmal, losing the way we did in Minnesota, losing 2 out of 3 to Milwaukee, 1 game at Williamsport for the Little League Classic. You know, the White Sox game was funky. But, you know, it's just this team has got a lot of heart. Just when you think, uh-oh, the wheels have come off, they regroup against the toughest opponent on the schedule.
Yeah.
So I think that, as you said, I don't want to get over my skis on it, but I like the idea of Sale. Probably Mally would be my second guy in a best of 3 or 5.
Okay, who's your third?
And that's the problem.
That's Smith Sarver?
I don't know.
Elder?
Elder's got to keep the ball in the ballpark, but that's why maybe A.J. Smith-Shaver, and then you just trust your rotation. And you said it. It's maybe a tick below where the night shift was, but if Suarez comes back and really kicks butt and Fuentes continues to show the kind of toughness mentally he's got, that's a hell of a bullpen. And I put that bullpen against the Dodgers for all the things people say about the Dodgers bullpen.
I agree.
With Diaz out and losing his mind and everything else.
Mike, there's a chance now we could have the best overall record in the National League. That changes the
– You just literally went from being 3 games up, looking up at the Brewers, and now, as we said, you can maybe take the Dodgers number 2 seed away. I think all Braves fans agree. A 2 out of 3 is just a scary situation because anything can happen, and it's really not a true test of what you are after 162.
It's really not. Hey, man, we're live at the Tour Championship. Coming up, lots of NFL action here over this weekend, final preseason weekend. And we're going to run down some of these games, talk more about the Falcons. Also, we're going to have a chance to talk to Chad Bishop from the AJC, AJC.com, talking about not only the Sale performance, but the Braves in general, guys, because I think people are watching this from around the league. And many Braves fans keep thinking we're going to collapse. Like, this is not going to work out in our favor. And this team's really responded.
But I think
it's really responded.
Let's just go through it. I mean, Philly is probably going to make the playoffs. We talked about the Padres with Tony Gwynn Jr. Milwaukee still has to get over that mental hurdle of being able to finish. They should be – look, if the games were played on paper, it's what Kenny Mayne say. No, they're played inside television sets. But in Milwaukee, this should be their year. But they've always shown, if we're honest, going back to 21, a little tightness in some big moments. The Dodgers, we've seen Dave Roberts manage his way out of some big games, and we just saw the Dodgers play very tight against the Braves.
We did. And to your point, with the Brewers, in those years, there were years where they had some of the best bullpen pieces, best closer. We faced them in 21. We saw that. To your point, like, that was a team that was supposed to get there, and they didn't. All right, we're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into. What does the schedule look like as far as the preseason outside of the Falcons at Dolphins? Also, Chad Bishop to stop by, and we'll find out what's on Day-Day's mind coming up in the 3 o'clock hour and more from the Tour Championship here at Eastlake. It's Dukes and Bell.